Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of August 2017, and this is the 631st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's not very early at all. It is 9:30 on Thursday morning, and I've just been on Knocklofty, and I'm just heading down a zigzag track. When I say on, I didn't go to the top, but I got to the lookout, and I'm on my way back down again. I don't usually in the mornings come this way, but there's an amazing Bridgewater Jerry this morning, which is our local fog that comes down the Derwent River into the estuary. And I saw it when I first woke up, which was just before sunrise, so I could see the sun rising over it. And then when I left early this morning to go to the quiz, I could see it again, and now I've just been to the lookout and been walking down and just watched its progress. A bit earlier it was really racing down the river, but now it seems to be stuck in one place, and maybe it'll be foggy in the city for quite a while yet. But here it is gloriously above it, and everything is glittering and light, and the sky is completely blue, completely clear. I think this time of year, June, July, and the first bit of August are absolutely fantastic. It's usually still, we don't often get wind, and that stillness feels as if it infuses me in the winter, and so I can hunker down and get focused and really enjoy the outside as well. It was very frosty this morning. When I say very frosty, not by European or North American standards, but or Russian standards, but for us, we don't get that many frosts, and so when there's a little bit of frost, we think it's great. And today, I think we had one other frosty morning that was like this about 2 months ago in June, and yesterday it was like that too, but most of it has melted because the August sun is beginning to get very warm, and so it doesn't take very long for everything to disappear, even in the shade. Certainly there is an air of spring as well. I noticed yesterday when I was having my breakfast on the stoop that the blackbirds were at it defending their territory, and last night there was a huge gang battle, it sounded like, between possums on my roof, again doing a bit of territorial muscling in. It was very. I sometimes wonder whether my roof is going to survive under these attacks, but I'm sure it will. But they don't just thump about. They sound like elephants, and they hiss at each other as well. So it can be a bit uncalm. And there's another spring sound. I can hear a lawnmower. Or at least I think it's a lawnmower. Goodness knows where they're mowing. My grass hasn't grown much at all. today is a writing day again, and it for a change. There's nothing on that I have to do this evening. There was a book launch that I'd really like to participate in, but I think it's just a bit too much, and so maybe I shall just read the book, which sounds very interesting, and stay at home and rug up and have an early night. I managed an early night yesterday as well, and it certainly makes me feel quite different. So what are my plans for today for writing? I'm going to be working a bit more on the structure. As I mentioned yesterday, I feel as if I got down to analysing the various possibilities. And now I need to make a decision. So that would be very exciting if I can manage that today. I probably need to work through some a bit down so that I can see where each of them would lead me. So maybe, I think actually this afternoon sounds absurd. This month, I want to have had that cracked. Really mustn't start being overambitious. I'm just heading down some steps again. So I am being a bit more, my concentration is more on the steps than perhaps on the podcast while I do this. I've just been reading about the Tower of the Minster, which is a bit of research I was doing for the novel, The Minster in Bern, and how it is 310 steps or something to the top, where you get this fantastic view. So I'm not going to complain about these, I don't know, 6 steps or something that I've just been down. No, they're probably about 15. In fact, I prefer those steps to this bit, which is made with this silly loose gravel going downhill, so it's a perfect way of upending you. Very easy to slide on and land on your bottom. A few forget-me-nots coming out here, just the first ones. I love the way early in the season they have this very, very vibrant blue. And you sort of don't notice initially how incrementally they look more faded. I think I feel a bit like that, that at this time of year I feel an uncomfortable sort of intensity. That doesn't sound quite right, does it? But I feel as if everything is sharper and more in tune. And by the end of the season, by the end of the next season, I feel a bit faded often in the summer. So I shall just remember these really bright, bright blues. I'm just going to pause for a moment. I'm sorry, I think my cough is nearly gone, but occasionally it just creeps up and gives me very little notice of an attack. I do hope that you have had a good Wednesday, that you are having a good Thursday, or that you will have a good Thursday. That you find some piece of work or creativity or thought that has a beautiful intensity to it, and that you can see its outlines in the way that you can when frost just follows the contours of leaves. I'm just noticing that someone has created a flower bed down here. I'm just wondering how it's going to go in amongst the trees that the council has planted. Some of those trees are going well, but others are definitely not. And I've noticed how the wallabies come down here quite often, and I wonder whether some of them, or whether the fact that the wallabies have come down is an indicator that they've been using the trees as a bit of a feast, lovely young trees. Gosh, I'm going to find it very difficult to settle in, but I've settled into my work. I think, having said that about the intensity, it's just so beautiful outside, it's really hard to think about going indoors. But I do have some washing to hang out, and I will have breakfast on my stoop. So that's something lovely to look forward to, and a bit of qigong. So my work won't start until a bit later anyway, by which time maybe I'll be more ready for it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday.